Now we're talking to two people who have brought practices of mindfulness and meditation to a young audience, elementary school students.
It's an idea that's been getting some attention lately, replacing traditional punitive treatment in schools with meditation. Stories about this have gone viral online. Ali Smith founded an organization that asked kids who misbehaved to meditate rather than giving them detention. The program, when implemented in a Baltimore public elementary school, saw a drop in suspension rates.
Ali Smith is co-founder and executive director of the Holistic Life Foundation in Baltimore. Ali, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Principal Sarah Galanter-Gushevsky also joins us. She's principal at Glenn Stevens Elementary School in Madison, and she's worked in partnership with UW-Madison-based research group Center for Investigating Healthy Minds. And Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Sarah and Aliyah, can you give me an idea what we're saying when we talk about mindfulness in this context? Ali, we'll start with you.
To the Holistic Life Foundation, I guess we define mindfulness as practices that improve centering awareness and presence. Knowing what center is and being able to get back to it, the awareness of your thoughts, your actions, your emotions, your surrounding, and just present, just that feeling of being able to be in the present moment for as long as possible and not worry about the past or the future. And there's lots of different ways to do it.
And Ali, why teach mindfulness to kids when they're so young? I mean, we all know that when you first start out, meditation can be pretty difficult. It's not always that easy to do, to sit still. How does it go over with these young kids?
It's going great. I mean, we do a lot of different things to prepare them to be able to sit and meditate. We use breath work. We actually use movement first to help them slow their bodies down and be aware of their bodies and be able to sit still. Then we use breath work to help them kind of be able to slow their minds down a little bit. Then the transition into meditation becomes really, really seamless and simple.
And Sarah, you've experienced this firsthand as principal at Glenn Stevens Elementary School in Madison, and your program is called Movin' Minds. Can you tell me a little bit about how the program works?
Sure. So Movin' Minds is our school-wide, preventative intervention for all of our students and staff to allow them some time each day over the announcements to hear positive messages, to take that moment to take some deep breaths and to kind of learn some practices that they can then use later in situations that are stressful to them.
Sarah, why did you decide you wanted to bring this into your school? We hear a lot about how there's not enough time in the school day and kids and teachers are crunched to learn what they have to learn in a day. So why add one more thing?
So several years ago, we had a group of staff coming together. As from parents, we were hearing more and more about anxiety and stress at home, from staff their own stress, and then stress of the students in their classrooms. And so during a summer meeting, we brought people together and brainstormed what could we do, and by taking some time preventatively to be able to gain time by having kids be able to take care of themselves when they're feeling stressed instead of acting out.
So you have it sounds like, at one point after announcements over the loudspeaker. So is everybody at the school is practicing a little bit of meditation together in the morning?
That's right. So we've moved the time of day several times, but the practice has continued over the years where the entire school stops and takes time for a few breaths. We've done some different things. We've read visualizations. We have had kids just practicing breathing. We've had music that everybody has. So we've tried some different ways, and we're always modifying and adjusting it. But it is something that is the entire school at the same time.
And Ali, I want to ask you, you've been working on this. You work with some schools here in Wisconsin, but you've also done a lot of work in Baltimore. Can this effect be pretty dramatic when you have a bunch of kids given the opportunity to learn meditation and then meditate together? What happens?
I think it changes the entire school environment. You have a group of kids who may be used to dealing with anger or stress or worry or fear in certain ways that they've learned, however, whether it's at home or in their community or on TV or whatever, and they get different skills for self-regulation. And then I think one of the coolest things to see about the practice is first they learn to connect with themselves and love themselves, and they start to care about and become more compassionate about their peers in their school. I mean, you can't ask someone who doesn't really care about themselves to care about the people around them. So once they kind of care about themselves, it starts to ripple out from there. And then you actually see it start to build camaraderie and friendship and love and understanding with their peers. And the fights go down, the negative interactions go down, and the school becomes a lot more harmonious place.
Ollie, I know this is not just something you ended up doing by chance. This is personal to you. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started on this path?
Me and my brother are two of the co-founders of the organization, and we grew up with parents who were into meditation. So my dad would have me and my brother meditate before school in the mornings. And then in college, we met Andy Gonzalez, the third co-founder of the organization. And then we kind of jumped back on the path there. We connected with me and Ottman's godfather and really got deep into our practice then. So, I mean, it's been kind of cool to have community around it the entire time I've been through. And I think that was what made us want to do the Holistic Life Foundation and create a larger community around people who were into mindfulness practices and meditation and breath work and yoga and things along those lines.
We're talking right now with Ollie Smith, Executive Director, co-founder of Holistic Life Foundation, talking about how they're working to teach mindfulness strategies to young people. And also with us is Sarah Galanter-Gushevsky, principal of Glenn Stevens Elementary School. And they have done some of these mindfulness things there in the school and are seeing some results.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Does your kid go to a school that uses some form of mindfulness as a strategy, maybe for discipline, for a more harmonious school environment? Would you like to see this happen? Do you work in a school? Does this sound like a good idea to you? Are you doing something like this? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking now to Sarah Galanter-Gushevsky, principal of Glenn Stevens Elementary School in Madison, Wisconsin, and Ollie Smith, executive director and co-founder of Holistic Life Foundation, about how they're working to teach mindfulness strategies to young people in some Madison public schools. And I want to get back to Glenn Stevens in just a bit. But first, Ollie, I do want to ask you, you know, yesterday on this program, we talked about how middle school can be difficult. It can be a time of social anxiety and heightened bullying and academic performance that can sometimes suffer because of, you know, the leap from elementary school to middle school. I started meditating pretty young, and I think it made a big difference in my life. And I'm curious about why you think it works in particular at these sort of stress points in people's lives and in students' lives. What is it about meditation, or in this case, mindfulness, that does it, do you think?
I think first it makes the young people aware of what stress is in their life. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times people are stressed out and they don't even know it. There's been kids that we know that realize, like a month into the practice, that they've been clenching their jaw and they haven't even known how long it's been for. You know what I mean? So I think the first thing is the awareness of, okay, my body is stressed out. This is how my body responds to stress. And this is how it makes me feel. This is where it manifests itself in my body. And then there's the tools that you can use, whether it's breath work or meditation or some mindful movement to help you relieve that stress. So I think it's the combination of the awareness and having the skills to be able to release it, which are the cool thing is they're lifelong tools. Like, life just gets more stressful as you get older. So the earlier you can get these practices, the better off you are with dealing with stress in your life.
And Sarah, what have you seen at your school? I mean, if you could share a story of a teacher or student who's been affected, what are you seeing?
I mean, as we survey students, we often hear kids saying that they are using their Move in Minds practice during sports, when they're getting ready for tests, when they're at pivotal times that they realize that they need to get a little more in control. We find that kids are encountering stressful situations and they're able to calm down faster, return to class faster, and get on to their learning. And I guess the one story that sticks out for me is a parent who sent an email saying, you know, I was really stressed and I was yelling at my child, and basically they told me, Mom, you need to do Move in Minds practice. You need to take some deep breaths, and it'll make you feel a lot better. And I think that our kids are able to teach that to their parents, that's what sticks with me. It's sticking with them, and they they're understanding it.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of research now and media coverage of the benefits of all different kinds of meditation right now, but it's not something that parents necessarily grew up with. I'm wondering if kids are maybe at the leading edge of this in a way, certainly in a school setting like this. So do you ever have to educate the parents about why this has value?
Absolutely. We've done some different parent nights. We started our first PTO meeting of the year doing some breathing exercises to show them what we're doing here at school. And during in our monthly newsletter, we update people about why our Move in Mind practice is important. And I think that, you know, as it's in the media as well, I think people are starting to ask questions and trying to find out more information.
And Ollie, I'm curious because I imagine with these kids, this is sort of just dipping the toes into the waters of meditation. You can go really, really deeply into meditation practices. Do you ever see that with these students as they progress, that they may start doing a couple breath exercises and awareness exercises, but then you know maybe it launches them into a deeper practice somehow?
Yeah, actually, a lot of the students that we started with in 2002 when we started the Holistic Life Foundation are actually currently employed as yoga and mindfulness instructors for the Holistic Life Foundation. So, I mean, they were like 10 or so when we met them in fifth grade, and now they're like 25-year-old young men, and they're all teaching. This is what they do for a living, is they teach yoga and mindfulness to other kids all over the country at this point.
Wow. Well, I'm wondering for people who this is still pretty new to them, could you give us maybe just a taste or an exercise that maybe we can try at home that would give us an idea about what we're talking about and maybe give some benefit too?
Sure. I mean, I guess the easiest thing is taking a belly breath. Most people are chest breathers, and they don't know how to take a deep breath. A deep breath works physiologically and neurologically to help your body in a lot of different ways. I guess the easiest thing it does, it helps to slow down your heart and slow down your mind and slow down your thoughts. Easy way to do that practice is if you sit up nice and straight and you root your feet in the floor, you can take your right hand and put it on your belly. All the breathing is going to be in and out through your nose. And just a simple way to learn how to take a belly breath is to put your right hand on your belly, like I said, and just inhale through your nose and expand your belly as much as you can. Really fill your belly up with air. Then leave your hand where it is and exhale and pull your belly away from your hand, creating space between your belly and your hand, and squeeze your belly in. Imagine you're pulling your belly button to your spine. Then inhale and fill your belly back up, all the way out until it touches your hand again. Then exhale and squeeze your belly in, pull it away from your hand, create space between your belly and your hand. Imagine you're pulling your belly button to your spine again. Then you'll inhale and fill your belly again, all the way out to your hand. Exhale, squeeze your belly in, push all that air out. Again, imagine you're pulling your belly button to your spine. And one more deep one, inhale and fill your belly again. All the way back out to your hand, close that space out, and exhale and squeeze your belly in, push all that air out again.
That feels pretty good in the middle of a pledge drive.
Right? You can slow everything down a little bit, mentally and physically.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really appreciate that. Ollie Smith there and Sarah Galanter-Gushevsky, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was Ollie Smith, co-founder and executive director of Holistic Life Foundation, and Sarah Galanter-Gushevsky, principal of Glenn Stevens Elementary School in Madison, Wisconsin, talking about the efforts to teach meditation to children in schools.
We learned something once again on Central Time. I know I did. Pledge in support of these informative conversations right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is Central Time.